Brian, the superhero's superhero. By Henrik Brun, illustrated by Sebastian Franco, read for you by Seth Hunter Perkins. Sound and effects by CGF Lab. Meet Brian. He looked and behaved like a normal six-year-old boy. He was playful, full of energy, liked to move around, and mostly, he still lived in the world of imagination, like many kids do. Most importantly, Brian loved all things that had to do with superheroes. You could ask him anything about superheroes, and he always knew the answer. He did not just love superheroes, he studied them. He knew all their strengths, weaknesses, and superpowers. He loved their elaborate capes, their belts full of super gadgets, and their fancy cars that could race on land, glide across water, and soar through the air at the flip of a switch. Most of all, he loved the fact that superheroes helped people. Brian was like any other child who was inspired whenever they saw a superhero movie where the superhero ends up saving the world. He, too, wanted to help other people in need. He liked how superheroes saved others, even when the people they helped didn't know who they were in real life. No challenges were too big, no villains were too fierce, and no problems were too complicated for a brave, courageous, marvelously mighty superhero to overcome. But even superheroes needed saving sometimes. Sometimes even the strongest of the strong, the bravest of the brave, and the superest of the super needed a helping hand from time to time. That is where Brian shined and his imagination ran wild. Brian was known as the superhero's superhero, or Super Brian, as he called himself. Super Brian would jump into action anytime a fearless hero of justice was in a sticky situation and needed a little saving themselves. Sometimes they were in a hurry, rushing out of their secret hidden lair in the mountains and left behind their golden grappling hook, time-stopping ray blaster, or invisibility cloak. Other times, they were jetting off to save a friend from the clutches of an evil arch-nemesis and suddenly realized that their jet boosters were running low on fuel. Or in this superhero story, maybe, Brian was needed to shine some light, or not, on a particularly peculiar superhero problem. Anything can happen, and anything is possible. One late afternoon, Brian's parents brought him to an arcade to play, just like all the other kids, because, in fact, he was just a kid. Brian loved going to the arcade. He played many arcade games, knew every move to make to win each game. He knew the best heroes or characters to pick to get ahead of his opponent. He won many toys here and there, but the last thing that he won was a pair of neon green sunglasses. He won them from a claw machine double the size of him. Even though he was small, he proved he was still mighty. Brian was overwhelmed. So much joy and happiness ran through him. He really wanted those sunglasses, and now they were in his hands. To boring adults, like his parents, they seemed like nothing more than very cheap sunglasses. But to Brian, they were so much more. He used his imagination to create scenery, and for him, it was a superpower. A time to call on Super Brian. One night, in the middle of a tremendous thunderstorm, Brian ran to his room to listen to his super-duper superhero scanner. This crime-fighting communication device let Brian listen to all the superhero calls in his city. Of course, he kept it hidden from his parents because no one could know he was undercover. That night, he tuned in just in time.
Mayday! Mayday! If Super Brian is listening, it's lightning strike! I need some help!
Brian did not hesitate when he heard the call come from the super-duper superhero scanner. Immediately, he jumped into action, sliding down a secret in his bedroom closet that led to an even more secret hideout below his garage. Once in his superhero cape and uniform, he followed the coordinates to Lightning Strike's location. The storm was raging when Super Brian noticed his friend perched on top of a tall skyscraper overlooking the city. There he stood in all his lightning striking glory. However, he was missing one very important piece of equipment: his lightning protection goggles. Lightning Strike can only work during storms. His only job is to protect innocent people from lightning strikes. To do this, he needs proper protective eyewear to keep his eyes safe from the bright, brilliant blasts of lightning.
"Don't worry, Lightning Strike! Super Brian is here!"
exclaimed Brian, reaching for his utility belt. But as he reached down, he quickly realized that the spot that was supposed to hold his extra pair of lightning protection goggles was empty. When your job is to protect superheroes, you must always be prepared. Even your backup plans need to have backup plans. So, without hesitation, Super Brian reached into his jetpack backpack and grabbed the oversized sunglasses that he had just won at the arcade.
"Thank you, my friend. I don't know what a superheroes would do without you,"
shouted Lightning Strike as he flew off wearing a giant pair of neon green sunglasses. No matter how silly Lightning Strike may have looked that night, he was able to see so he could protect the citizens from damaging lightning strikes. Having saved yet another superhero, Super Brian zoomed back to his home and into his bedroom before his parents could realize he was gone. That was the story of Brian's neon green sunglasses. Ordinary to some, but for him, it was what helped superheroes save the world. Just another night for Super Brian, the superhero's superhero. Which superhero will he save tomorrow? Did you enjoy the first book in the series of Brian's Superheroes Superhero? If you did, here's the sequel of six-year-old Brian's secret life as a superhero. In this story, Brian must help the Sugar Man as he is in big trouble. Can Brian save the day for Sugar Man? Find out now. This book is the second in the series and once again is filled with wonderful illustrations. Grown-ups can read the story out loud, while children ages 5 to 8 can enjoy the illustrations. The sequel is a great conversation starter about sugar and its effect on health. Brian, Superhero Superhero, is back! Brian loves camping and roasting marshmallows with his parents, but he also has a very important job as a superhero for all superheroes that interrupts his trip. Can Brian manage both in one evening? Find out in this third book in the series of Brian, Superheroes Superhero. In book 3, you will find the same exciting illustrations as in books 1 and 2. Children will love viewing the illustrations as grown-ups read the story out loud for them. Book 3 is a good conversation starter about being safe around fire. Once again, you will enjoy how the imagination of a 6-year-old boy turns ordinary things into extraordinary events. 25 illustrated jokes guaranteed to make children ages 5 to 10 laugh out loud. Everybody loves jokes, and these are 25 specially selected jokes for sharing with your children. Read the question out loud to your child and discuss possible answers. Turn the page to find the answer and laugh along with your child as you enjoy the wonderful illustrations for each joke.